It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. We have a great show. November is National Diabetes Month, and with almost 25 million Americans today affected by diabetes, it's quite a big health topic. So I want to welcome my guest, Dr. Howard Mell. He's the medical director of the emergency department at Lake West Hospital in Willoughby, Ohio, and he's the EMS director of the Lake Health System in Concord, Ohio, and he's a national spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physician, very well-known emergency physician. Thanks for being here, Dr. Mell. We appreciate it.
Not a problem at all, Liam. I'm glad to be here.
So, you know, unbelievable diabetes. It is just, I'd say, the biggest, most rampant chronic disease that we have facing us today. You know, I saw a statistic that even if you count the, you know, 25 million people is like 8% of the population, but according to the American Diabetic Association, I saw a statistic somewhere that said almost 79 million, almost 80 million people are like pre-diabetic. They really don't have the disease yet, but they will get it. It's just incredible.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny because when we talk about pre-diabetes especially, it's almost, in the ER, it's almost abnormal to see a normal level of glucose when we run our screens. I mean, as you know, Lee, we run basic electrolytes on very many patients throughout a shift, and I got to tell you, it's almost rare anymore for me to see a normal glucose level.
Right. I mean, it is true, you know, we're not talking about the fasting glucose. Most people end up in the ER and don't expect to end up in the ER. So, you know, a lot of times they've eaten and whatever, but I totally agree with you. It's probably because of what we eat today. And we'll get into that. But let's just talk first a little bit about what, you know, break it down for people because, you know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, type 2 and pre-diabetes and things, but there are two types of diabetes that people can have.
There's three. There's type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and then we can't forget about gestational diabetes, which certainly also occurs. The thing about it is that there's a lot of old nomenclature that's still out there. People kind of call things by a variety of names, but the American Diabetes Association really wants us to be perfecting how we speak about diabetes, and so they refer to it as these three types, and that would be the type 1 diabetes, which used to be known as juvenile diabetes or early onset diabetes or insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. I remember as a medical student writing IDDM on everything. That is what's now referred to as type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes, which is actually the one that I think you and I are speaking the most about, accounts for about 90% of the diabetics within the country, and that is the old adult onset diabetes, or the DM2 is the common nomenclature. And then we also certainly don't want to forget about the folks who have gestational diabetes, because that can be, for those who are afflicted, you know, kind of a life-changing diagnosis for the 9 months that it can go on.
I've known women that were not diabetic before, developed gestational diabetes, and then ended up being diabetic even after they delivered. So it kind of predisposes you sometimes.
Absolutely. And of course, to break it all the way down, we need to look at what is diabetes. And diabetes, at the end of the day, is a metabolism disorder. What it is an alteration in our body's ability to utilize sugar or glucose. When we look at the disease and we look at the three types, we need to look at the understanding of what it is that our body does to metabolize glucose. And as you know, the way this works is that our body takes in sugars, breaks it down to its component pieces, and we end up with glucose. And glucose can be used and is used by our cells to produce energy. The way that this works is that the glucose enters into the bloodstream from the stomach and from the intestines and from its creation in the liver to all of the tissues of the body. In order to get into a cell, however, the body needs insulin, needs a chemical that allows that binds to the glucose and allows the glucose to cross the cell membrane, thus allowing it to be used. And where we see diabetes is where there is a problem with that process. It's not usually a problem with getting or creating the glucose. The problem is in getting the glucose into the cell. And that's really where we get the two main types. Okay, the type 1 diabetic is the person who does not make insulin. This can happen from a pancreatic dysfunction. This can happen from autoimmune disease. This can happen from a variety of things, but it typically happens early in life, in childhood. Not exclusively there, but typically. The other type, or the type 2 diabetic, is somebody whose cells have become insulin resistant. And what we actually believe happens is that the cells, the amount of receptors on the cells get down regulated. And we can talk later about some of the reasons why we think that may happen. But at the end of the day, it takes more insulin than the body can produce in order to force the glucose into the cells. And this creates an issue where the body's blood has more glucose than it needs and the cells have less. And we've got a variety of medications to deal with that as well. Where we deal with the gestational diabetes is, of course, somebody who has a problem needing glucose-controlling medications during their pregnancy. And that really happens because the body tends to align itself much more with a type 2 picture in terms of the body does not produce the amount of insulin that becomes necessary to have the glucose cross the membrane.
And in fact, a new article just came out in the Journal of Clinical Endocrine and Metabolism that said on every woman's first prenatal visit, we should be screening them for gestational diabetes. That's how common it is today.
Yeah, and it's actually not uncommon. I know that I teach our residents, and it's part of our panel if we're strongly suspecting that somebody is pregnant, we draw electrolytes for that very reason. And mm-hmm. I would say in the time that I've been in practice now, which is about, I think, 7 years, I have seen enough to make it not uncommon, probably 20 to 25 cases where I've not only told somebody that they're pregnant, but I've also said, and you need to see your OB really, really quickly because I think you've got gestational diabetes on top of it.
Yeah. And it is just so pervasive in society today. You're right. It's almost rare to not see somebody that's touched by it. And I practiced a little longer than you. I won't admit how much, but it's amazing how we've seen it climb just in those years.
Well, I think that we've seen it climb. I think the other thing that we've seen, which is very important, is the downstream effects. You know, it's easy to say all these people have diabetes, so what? The issue really is that what ends up happening is that we get damage to our cells. I mean, there are a variety of complications.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a big problem. So, we will find out what we can do to protect ourselves. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.